Bob and myself, would you please welcome the two drummers from the Dead, Mr. Mickey Hart and Bill Kreutzmann. Welcome, gentlemen. I said to him right before, it's Kreutzmann, right? And what did you say back to me?
Oh, I said I didn't know how to spell it until I was in third grade.
Third grade.
It's a long name, 10 letters.
Last year, when you were at Radio City Music Hall across the street, our offices were easy now, or right above, and they were lined up out there to buy, I think, the 48,000 seats for 8 shows were going in 6 hours or something like that. Do you ever wonder what it is you do that makes people stand out there in cold, windy, sometimes rainy weather? Would you stand out there? No.
We went there a lot. Yeah. No, but one time Gene Shalit and I were talking, and he said, you had to be in New York, the Brooklyn Dodgers. You had to be in New York to appreciate it, you know, and they sort of think of us like the Brooklyn Dodgers, you know, back then.
The bums.
The bums. You know, even when we're down, we're up. You know, they give us a break. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
that. And it was that kind of a...
They line up to get their dose of crazy.
What does that mean, their dose of crazy?
Well, essentially what we present is kind of crazy stuff.
Misfit power.
Misfit power, right.
Are you the man who once said, we are misfits who play for misfits?
Well, he's the guy responsible for that.
It's his fault. The author of the term misfit
it's
power.
It's a great term.
Misfit power, huh? Mm-hmm. What, define misfit in your term. What is it?
Well, I don't know. We just...
any of us.
Any of us. I'd be loath to try to describe
well,
it.
Well, we don't fit in the hole, so that's why we're with each other, I guess, you know.
We get along perfectly.
We actually get along, you know, and we don't get along too much with other people.
I mean,
we
do get along. Outsiders, so to speak.
Yeah. Civilians.
Yeah, people don't understand this.
If you would. That is the that's our problem.
Do you spend a lot of time together when you're not working? Is this your life, the Dead? Your family life is maybe something you have apart, but basically your life centers around this music and this group.
It's the music.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the music.
Pretty much. Doesn't leave a whole lot of life left over for much else.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. If you were to review your performance at Woodstock when you were there.
That was the worst. That was horrible.
That good, huh?
We had a lot of failures.
It was amazing.
It started to rain, and we were getting shocked.
The stage was sinking. And metal and wet. Every time you touch something, you get these shocks.
And there were
people in back of the amplifiers hollering things like, the stage is collapsing.
Yeah, the stage is going down.
You're melting.
It was totally weird. Totally weird.
Our sound man had decided that the PA that they had there was no good.
No good, so we
had to set up their own. But he neglected the ground, so every time you touched your instrument, you got a horrendous shock.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the stage was collapsing, and every time you looked around, there was somebody with a camera like this.
Yeah. That was weird.
It was hard to make music.
Really weird.
Really hard.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I couldn't wait to get out of there. And besides that, the helicopters were...
We've always blown it at important things.
Yeah.
It's
the big ones always slip away.
It's probably why you're here tonight hoping for a comeback.
What do you mean comeback?
Bill was in the third round.
The slowest rising rock and roll band in the world.
Yeah. Slow.
Notice we kind of look a lot alike. Four of us.
Yeah, wasn't paying attention, Kreutzmann.
Oh, well. Wake up, Bill.
That's third grade again.
When did you do the concert with The Who? Was that recent, you know, where you televised all over Europe?
Germany.
Now, was that fun?
Yes, it was fun. Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. It was
crazy
fun.
Times had by all.
Yeah.
See, we never get to see The Who and bands like that because we're always playing alone. We don't play normally with other bands because we come to play for 4 or 5 hours. So we invite The Who to come to San Francisco to play with us, and they played with us. They closed the show. They invited us to Europe to play on Rock Palace, and we closed the show.
The show went all night.
Sister bands,
great.
If you would, you know, it's, we have
sister
that feeling,
bands.
You know, yeah. Or brother bands.
Why for 4 and 5 hours? That's a lot of energy.
Takes us a long time
to
warm
up.
And there's no hurry.
You don't even have any idea the time just
goes. Besides, it would be crazy to go out on the road and travel and go through all
play
this
for
life
an hour and a half.
Play for an hour and a half or 40 minutes or something, you know.
The fact is, we like to play.
Yeah,
we really love it.
We're in it for the play.
Well, can I tell you something? We've loved listening, okay?
Thank you.
This all gets to be a love feast, which it shouldn't be, but this is a very special night for all of us who work on this program because a lot of effort has been put towards this evening, and your people have been most cooperative, and you, especially in this band, have been most cooperative, and I thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
And I wish you all love in this world. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
Okay, thank you. We will continue from New York and Los Angeles right after these announcements. Stay with us. Announcement that's just been handed to me by the network. For fans of the Woodstock era, don't miss NBC's movie tomorrow night, Woodstock Relived. Are you guys in that movie? Not in that movie. Okay. Is John Sebastian in that movie? No? Okay. Well, anyways, tomorrow night here on NBC, Woodstock Relived. That's Friday night right here on NBC. We will continue from New York and Los Angeles after this for the NBC television stations all across America. We'll be right back.